Put your headphones on and plug in. You're listening to Soundbox Reviews First Effect with Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr. Soundbox Reviews is a blog and now podcast which provides reviews on newly released tracks so listeners could contemplate if a song is worth their time. First Effect is a branch off, giving listeners Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr's first impressions on newly released tracks. To check out our latest review and podcast on Cracker Island by Gorillaz featuring Thundercat, visit soundbox-reviews at blogspot.com. Without further mixing, let's skip over to Soundbox Reviews First Effect with Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr. Season 1, Episode 2, Cash In, Cash Out by Pharrell Williams featuring 21 Savage and Tyler, the Creator.
Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, 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 cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out. Riding in the car with no keys, straight up Louis V shirt with no sleeves. I got slaughter gang, nigga, I'm rapping. 21 chopper getting preaching, I'm the reverend. 21 call him new era, he capping. Yeah, them the type of niggas I ain't that on. When I book a show, make my back end cashing. 21 Uncle Sam dog, I'm taxing. Riding in the coupe and it's a sport. Yeah, my bodyguard look like a horse. Straight up, she gon' suck me up like it's a chore. On God, to the LaFerrari on a tour. 21, buy a Richard Mille when I get bored. Or put my side piece inside a Porsche. A Porsche, money turned me to an asshole. I ain't gon' lie, I was used to being poor. 21, I put Chanel on my feet. And European model got Chanel on my seat. Put me in a third world country in the middle of the slums. I'ma turn it to $1 million street. Oh, for real, I made this so it's $1 million. Straight up, V12, BBS, I fell in love with. Straight up, walk in your session, you ain't rapping about nothing. My invoice gon' be $1 million fee. Oh God, hop in a Bentley and slide. And what? Reach for my chain and you die. Say what? You know my method, I'ma turn your shirt red, man. Dancing your ass out high. Oh God, mama got a band, she smiled. 21, then she got a house, she cried. 21, nigga took the stand, he lied. Held court in the streets and they gave his ass lies. Damn, I'm getting bigger and bigger. And what? Your pocket's little than little. 21, put 100 bands on your head. Now they jumping up and down, playing monkey in the middle. She swallow all my kids, she a bad babysitter. Kim Jong-un in my pants is a missile. Friend of the family, I hit all the sisters. The mama loved me, so she hit all my pills straight up. Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, 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 cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out.
Nah, I ain't heard of that. I hit the beach in a furry hat. She got a guy, but she purring back. I'm looking like, where he at? Nigga, get out the way. That girl my babe, rock on my hand. Nah, this ain't Dwayne. This shit neon, yellow like peon. It on both sides, yeah, you can see I'm B.I. Got whips like slaves, a garage like Yeehaw. Horses, more car keys in a piano. One came with an umbrella like Rihanna. Nigga, let's be honest, I'm be honest. Track me the life, nigga, so they put me on it. Nigga, you don't be on, we'll be on it. 2-1, got 3 Ks, I think he just might put a sheet on it. Ice so white, motherfucker, you can ski on it. Look, any stone I'm in, no less than 6 digits. Beat go the rules right side, I sit in it. Tick go to watch, it came with a dick in it. And skirt go to plane, just me and my bitch in it.
They was talking about 100 million, baby.
Just know it was big business. Hands stay full with them racks like hit tennis. And no money, phone account, go get interest. You got that back end from that back door. I got off at 2.5 for the last show. I declined cause the stage didn't match my ethos. They know that I'm sick with it.
Look, play what you wanna do. Me, I don't like violence, but the guns do. Cause that gorilla right there, he gon' hunt you. Mommy and my bitch counting stars like the sunroof. And if you wanna flick up, I don't want to. And if you say no cap, I ain't trust you. Nigga, I'm the headline, you a plus one. I got some brand new thoughts in the new silk scarf, and my bitch do too. Double all talk, and I got like two. Turn on that bitch, and it hit like zoom. In the mirror, who that nigga, I'm like you. Anytime I do something, motherfucker, like oof. Oof.
Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out.
I buy one of you niggas.
Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out.
21, 21.
Yo, bro. This Pharrell Williams track featuring 21 Savage and Top of the Creator, Cash In, Cash Out. Man, I hate that song. What do you think about it?
I feel like this is when a teacher is disappointed in their top students, and you know, you tell them like, you could do better than this. Like, I know you got more in you. Come on, you know. But bring it back to like, you know, school shit. But at the end of the day, I mean, we talked about it a little bit before, and we know exactly what they're doing. This is exactly, you know, a cash grab, you know, minimal work and effort for maximum results.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe not,
agree.
But we're going to get, you know, we're going to get that cash out.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in that because you would think that artists of their caliber, 21 Savage, he was pretty much freshman of the year when he came out. Tyler the Creator shook the internet when him and Odd Future came out. And who doesn't know Pharrell, right? You would think that them coming together, it wouldn't be a lazy song or just a song to prove how they can bag money from the industry, but that they would actually come together, make a dope beat, and make some really great music. Because individually, I feel like they're known for making music that always changes the musical approach. And then you listen to this track and you're just like, well, one, you're doing everything everyone else is doing. And two, this is extremely boring. And it's not technical. It doesn't have the flows and passion and energy that they usually have. And it, like I said, it's just a disappointment.
Yeah. You hit it all, you know, nailed right on the head with the hammer. And I mean, yeah, it is disappointing. And, you know, I was saying a lot, like watching it a couple of times, because, like, I'm not – when I look at stuff, I look at it as a whole artistic vision. I don't just always, like, be like, oh, let me break it down. Like, I do that after I take it in as a whole and then be like, all right, let me judge the music. Let me judge the artist individually. Let me judge the video. Let me judge, you know, the art direction, all that. Mm-hmm. Art direction-wise, I feel like they executed what they set out to do. And, you know, they're going to reap the benefits and the results of this, like, exactly what the song is about. They're going to –
100%.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Then if I'm the objective and look at it from, like, you know, not like a God's eye view or, you know, maybe eagle eye view, I like what I'm seeing, but I don't exactly like what I'm hearing. But then from what they're showing us and what we're hearing, it has to go together. So objectively, I see it like they're trying to parody the same culture that is praising them and holding them up. Showing them like, oh, we're going to not try so hard and still do what y'all are doing and do it better. Because the artistic direction is still the main driving force of the whole shit. Like, right. This feels like a Grand Theft Auto video game / sort of claymation. Like, we talked about, we don't know how to really describe this artistic style that they're putting out with the video. But yeah. I called it like a ghetto fabulous carousel, just like, you know, opulent imagery and like jewelry and like, what's it called, the fucking Adams Family hand walking with tattoos with rings on and
right.
BMX tricks, fucking riding motorcycles, whatever the fuck they're doing in the video, girls twerking on bicycles or motorcycles, whatever, right? It's just a visually stunning thing and it's very trippy and psychedelic, but I think it's a parody of the culture that we're praising and that we're holding in such high regard. And then that makes it, I think, for us as individuals, like, we like to break things down more. We're disappointed, but what do we expect them to do but to not, you know, do this? And we can be like, oh, what if 21 Savage, you know, opened up a dictionary and tried to use some more creative words? Like, he said some pretty funny stuff. Like, in this, I see him as, like, a comedian. Like, he's saying some funny shit. He said, I don't know, she a bad babysitter, she ate the kids. Like, that's some funny imagery to imagine. Like, we know what he's saying, but it's like, that's just fucked up. Tyler the Creator's talking his same shit. I got money, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But Tyler the Creator don't always do that, but he's going with the energy that's given. We talked about that freshman freestyle, whatever, from I don't know what, you know. And I feel like they're all feeding off of the energy that was set. Now, my question to you is, do you think Pharrell, as the, you know, producer and, like, the whole creative orchestrator of this, like, how much do you think it was him that he presented the beat and maybe the title and be like, all right, let's do it? Or do you think they really, like, just all got together and be like, all right, let's figure something out. I feel like it's a punch-in thing where it's like, all right, we're going to work. Fucking, this is the title. This is the beat. The beat's trash. I'm going to say, I don't know.
For a Pharrell beat, yeah.
My thing is,
I'm gonna touch a couple things that you pointed out, and I'm going to answer your question. The first thing is, I agree. Like, on objective level, these artists may be doing a parody on the times, right? Their title is even clickbait in a way, right? You see these three names, you want to listen. Oh, man, they're going to do great stuff. So you can really see in that direction. But, like, my thing, and I hear you and all that, but my thing is, when you're on a level, all right, I'll put it in basketball terms because, like, that's probably the best way I can explain it. Mm-hmm. Trae Young plays for the Atlanta Hawks. Trae Young is probably known as one of the best young point guards right now. Whenever he goes on the field and he doesn't live up to his name, everyone rips him one.
Yeah.
He's even ripping him one in the interview. He's like, yo, this is not my best game. I could have done better, blah, 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 blah. The point I'm making here is when you're on a certain level, you have to come and show up every day, no matter what. You're talking about punching in. When you punch in, you don't punch in mediocre. You punch in greatness. And this is what these artists are – in a way, renowned for the greatness of innovation. Say that again?
I'm saying we expect greatness and they're supposed to do that, but when they don't, like, can we really, like, after what they've done, can we really, like, be so harsh on them? Like, I would think. But no, continue what you're saying, my bad.
I say, to answer that, yes. Like, all right, I'll keep on with the basketball. I'll give you even a bigger name, Shaquille O'Neal.
Uh-huh.
Shaquille O'Neal is not just a basketball player. He's a TV host. He's a DJ. He's a doctor. He has his doctorate in education. My point is no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you put in all your energy into it, right? You put in all your greatness. When you listen to this track, it's missing from Pharrell what he's known for, these very psychedelic, spacey beats that are also hip and club bangers. This beat is just a repetitive, over and over. There's pretty much no hook, no change in the beat. So, you know, you're missing that from him. When you go to 21 and Tyler, you're missing what they usually bring to the table, which is high energy, controversial lyrics, and just a presence that is indomitable. Like, no one can defeat their presence. You hear this track. 21 is monotone. His ad-libs sound weak. What you gave, that's probably his scariest line. Like, I'm used to, like, hearing him talk about ratchets and shooting people and killing people. You just gave me his scariest line about a girl swallowing some cum, right? Like, that's his scariest line. We go to 21, Tyler, and he's so, go back to when he started. He's so rich with visual elements that are on the macabre side, right? And so, like, when you look at 21 and Tyler, their career almost is the image of the dark side of this generation, right? But you listen to the song, and it's just like, where is any of that? Like, and it's not like they're trying something new. It's just like you just said, they just punched in, did their work, and left the booth. Mm-hmm. And to answer your last question, I almost feel like Pharrell said, here's a beat. I think Cash In, Cash Out sounds like a good theme. Rap on it. Send me your verse. It almost sounds like they weren't even in the same room together. Because if they were, you would have got a different energy, right? Like, I feel like even 21's ad-libs were usually full of energy, right? Like, 21, 21, 21. His ad-libs were dry, like, 21. I'm like, whoa, did he just give me a monotone 21 right now? Like, it just makes me think, to end my little rant here, makes me think. This song is about cash in, cash out. These artists have racked in a lot of money. Has the money game changed them? And is this an epitome of how the money game has changed them?
I mean, pretty much. That's exactly that. And as we're discussing it, it's like I have the music video on loop just playing without sound. And it's like, I have to applaud the creativity of the video. It's like, whoever's behind it, whoever the animators and, you know, who designed all this shit, like, this is one of the more, like, crazy hip-hop, rap, modern music videos I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, it really does feel like a circus of just imagery. And all the images make sense. It's like, it's imagery that falls in line with the different, like, vibes that each of these artists individually are into. Like, mm-hmm. I'm surprised I didn't see, like, no hoverboards or no shit, but, like, I saw the Tesla truck. You know, I saw, like, mm-hmm. some motorcycles that look like Akira. Like, random, just like shit. And it's just, the video is amazing, and you almost expect more from the song. And mm-hmm. a lot of times when music is made, it's like, they make the music, and then they make the video. So if anything, I feel like the animators and the creative directors behind the animation saved the day for the song. Like, I feel like if the song video didn't look that cool, people are like, what the fuck is this? Gotta look at it. Because mm-hmm. it looks like it's oddly surreal and yet realistic. Like, these really look like yeah. same people, but they look like they're made out of clay, and they look like they're in a video game at the same time.
But you said
the views
me,
are because of the video, bro. It's not because of the song.
And you said to me, and
I think
while we were doing like a 2-3 minute like catch up before this recording, you said to me something. I'm not repeating any verbatim, but you were like, if I didn't see the video, I probably wouldn't have heard the song, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's...
Because clips of it were coming out on the internet, and there was like, yo, what is this? This shit looks weird. Like, this shit is crazy. And then you're going to watch it for the video. The song mm-hmm. is whatever. The song is, like, their... I'm not going to call it their worst work, but I think this is their worst work as artists individually. From Pharrell to Savage to Tyler. But they did like the minimum effort of what they're known to do to still get that result. So it's like, can you really blame them if we can get the maximum result for the least amount of effort? It's like, if anything, that's smart. That's genius. Why work harder when you could work smarter? So I feel like they're working smarter, but it's not good for us in our generation, for people like this who are known for so much more, to be half-assed.
I agree. We're artists, so we know. We're always looking for the easiest work that makes us look like we've worked the hardest, right? So I understand that on an artist's point of view, but also, like, when we create our art, we always want to put our best self in it, no matter what. So when we clock in to make that creation, we're clocking in and we're going to put all ourselves, even if that's our work self that day, right? We're going to put all ourselves in it. And, like, I guess my disappointment comes in that, like, I just feel like they didn't give me as a listener, right? Like, I can face up to that. They didn't give me what I was expecting, right? I wasn't expecting this. This is completely, I mean, all right, for example, to put it this way, for 21 Savage verse, have you ever been in a discussion before and you're just talking and talking because you really don't know what you're talking about, but you're hoping by talking and talking, you'll reach some kind of point? That's how I felt with 21 Savage verse. I'm used to him being kind of like a punk rapper, right? His verses are nice and tight. He either like ignores the beat or whatever, or he just starts talking. Very, very punk rapper-ish, right? Most of his songs are like, what, 2-3 minutes, nothing long, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you get this thing, and it's just to the point where I'm listening to it, and I'm just like, wow, this is the longest and most boring verse, like, and he's just doing the same, what I consider his most basic of his rapping flow repertoire, like that 4-4 drill, right? He's just doing it basic.
Like, I feel like Tyler said nothing that stuck with me. 21, like, he's just some funny shit, and I don't go to 21 Savage to hear funny shit. Like, if you say that bad babysitter, she ate the kid.
Right, right.
That's my point.
But that's my point is, like,
Tyler,
right? When you listen to Tyler... When you listen to Tyler, you want his creativity. And when I talk about creativity, I mean, he's surreal. He's dark. He doesn't give a fuck about what he says, right? And he'll pretty much paint an image of who we are, our dark side, right? Like, that's what I think of both of these lyricists. They always paint the dark side of humanity. But like you said, you're laughing at 21 Savage. And like once in a while, when you listen to his old verses, the laughter when you laugh, it's almost like laughter of like, did you really just say that? Right. But this time it's laughter like,
hey, you're rich, now you're a comedian. Like,
And I'm like,
you're going on vacation, cool. Like, where's the decapitation? I'm gonna do this to you. I'm gonna do that. I'm not saying they gotta revert to their evil, savage ways or their fucking destructive bastard Tyler ways. None of that. Like, if they rich and get money, all right, cool. It's all fun and games. But it's not exciting. It's not captivating. I don't know Pharrell's work process. I don't know Tyler's work process no more. Yeah, I don't know Savage's work process no more. Fuck the process. Get the bread.
Get the bread. That, yeah, I think, to be honest, that's it. Fuck the process. Get the bread. I think he said it.
I blame Pharrell, though. I don't want to blame him no more, but, like, bro, I blame Pharrell. Because, like, I feel like if it was just a different something else, like something more to the beat that was just like, ooh, that's a Pharrell beat. Like, bro, I could hear this shit without Pharrell's name on it. I'm like, what is this? Why am I listening to this? It ain't even hot on its own. Like, nobody gonna type in cash in, cash out beat and then be like, oh, I'm a freestyle on that. Like, no, bro.
Nobody.
Maybe they heard the first beat. They didn't hear the beat. Pharrell was just like, yo, just send in some blank verses, like, no, nothing. I'm just going to make something that could go with anything. It's so simple.
Yo.
And you just rap on it.
At the end, I think, like you said, on an objective level, they succeeded. They cashed in and cashed out. Their music video alone has, what, like 35,000 views, 35 million views or something like that? Like, they cashed in on YouTube alone, so... and then their names, all that. So, like, they win it. And you can't knock anybody in this world for winning. So, on that, I give them 5 out of 5 boomboxes for winning on that. But subjectively, to give the final review for me, and then I want you to give yours so we don't fight again. But I'm giving this 2 boomboxes. Nothing more. How about you?
See, it's difficult. I guess 2 does make sense. All right, I'm going to give it a 3. Because, like, I feel like even something like this is too hard to put it to, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like, I feel like it got to be 1 out of 100, and they get a 50. Like, they get a
3 out of 5 is good.
Like, 2 sounds bad. 3 sounds bad. Anything below 4 sounds mediocre. And they're definitely not 5.
I think if the beat changed a little bit, I would give it a 3.
Let them have a flow switch, and you could say the day. Let the beat have only half the song, and then the flow switch, and then they come through with, like, some different beat, you know. Old
that
would have
been nice.
Old school Tyler, old school fucking Savage. This shit could, bro, break.
Easily be 4 or 5. But other than that, I think they didn't do a good job here. Maybe they'll do better next time. But for now... it's kind of disappointing, but
shout out to animators because I feel like they really put in work. And
100%. Shout out animators,
bro,
on this video.
They got 100. And I want to hire these motherfuckers to make my video, and I don't got enough money to do that. I don't know. Hopefully, they
nah, for sure.
Passion,
they definitely saved the show.
Hey,
I mean, the song.
What they deserve.
But I think just everything about this song is just tired and. From the lyrics to the beat, we've heard it all before, you know, and that sucks because these artists are not known for that, and that's the biggest disappointment because they're not known for giving us what everyone else gives us, and here they are giving us exactly what we hear every day. But hopefully they make something better next time.
Blair Kerr, aka the Arsonist, no more destroy. How about let's build. Let's get inspired again and let's start, you know, being gods and kings and fucking excellence and just expand the horizons of creativity. Because, I don't know, destruction ain't always it. This is a destructive project. We need a change.
All right. Let's, Believer Casadas, you can find me at all social media, Believer T. Casadas, my website. btcart.co. It was a pleasure. Like Arson said, let's work to build together. Peace, love, growth, all that beautiful stuff under the sun. And we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed Season 1, Episode 2 on Cash In, Cash Out by Pharrell Williams featuring 21 Savage and Tyler, the Creator. We enjoyed reviewing the track for you guys. In the comment below, tell us what you think about Cash In, Cash Out, and tell us your thoughts on the name. If you have a song you want us to review, DM us at Twitter, Soundbox Reviews, that's box with an O. That's Soundbox Review, box with an O. We also provide interviews, so reach out, and we'll help out. Make sure to visit our website for all your music review needs at soundbox-reviews@blogspot.com. Again, that's soundbox-reviews@blogspot.com. And please, like, subscribe, follow, share, care, love, hold us in your arms. Anyway, we'll see you on the flip side, my friends, for episode 3.